Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
something good. Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today. As I mentioned yesterday on the Mark White Show Facebook page, we're going to talk about seborrheic dermatitis, or sebderm as it's also termed. I have Dr. Raj Chovatiya with me right now. Welcome, Dr. Chovatiya, to the Mark White Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Glad to have you. As founder and director of the Center of Medical Dermatology and Immunology Research in Chicago, Illinois, you collaborate with several entities I see in front of me, and so you have a vast experience when it comes to seborrheic dermatitis, correct?
Yeah, the area in which I conduct most of my clinical care and research is the broad spectrum of immunologic and inflammatory disease, and seborrheic dermatitis stands smack dab in the middle of it.
Let's talk about your early years and what caused you to take this particular path in the medical field. And I'm talking about people who influenced you when you were very young, who caused you to want to have this desire to help people in this way.
Nice question to think about sort of where I've been and where I'm going. It's the kind of conversation I love having with a lot of my mentees and trainees too. So I was lucky enough to have at least a family that was in sort of the sciences, never medicine, never any physicians in our family. But my father was the first one to really sort of go down the scientific path. And he emigrated to the U.S. In the 70s for his graduate studies in chemical and pharmaceutical research. And so he ended up working as a long, successful career in research and development for essentially formulation of injectable medications. And growing up, just kind of seeing what he did, talking about science, it's what got me interested in thinking about research and what's possible when it comes to medication advances. And he was actually really the one that said, you know, there's probably many different ways to help people, but really trying to find that intersection between clinical care in terms of helping the patient, but also research in terms of trying to figure out how to bring some of those ideas to the patient might be a very nice place to think about a career. And those words kind of stuck with me for a long time, and it's what led me to pursue an MD and a PhD path, my two degrees that I received at Yale, in particular in immunology. And sort of a lot of my interest in derm stems from direct, I guess, path of thinking about immunology as it relates to human disease.
And when we think about jobs, and I know a lot of people have found jobs, it's not necessarily their passion, but it sounds to me like your foundation was to serve in some capacity to find a way to help people.
That's a really nice way to put it. I knew pretty early on that I was not having a long-lasting career in athletics in any way, shape, or form, and I was okay with that. But I think that I always enjoyed a lot of elements of investigation and discovery that you think about with some of the sciences. And it's what I ended up sort of carrying through in college and getting some exposure to what it means to work in a laboratory. And then through my medical and graduate training to really sort of hone those skills. And even my sort of postgraduate and postdoctoral training, where I really got a chance to think about how to apply a lot of these ideas to the skin, which is our largest organ, one that we have a lot of different diseases, but historically not many great treatment options. And so I like to think that I do enjoy what I do, and it's this desire for inquiry that keeps me going.
Why do you think that is, that it's the largest organ, but yet there are not as many treatment options as, say, for other organs of the body?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, I've pondered this myself, and I think that part of the reason is the fact that in many ways, skin diseases have oftentimes been sort of pushed aside as people saying, oh, it's just the skin. It's not a big deal, right? It's your heart, not your heart, it's not your brain. It's not your lungs, your kidney. But what really drew me in was understanding that with a lot of these diseases, you may not necessarily be talking about something as strict as life and death, but the actual quality of life impairment for patients that are suffering from many chronic inflammatory skin diseases rivals some of those other conditions that you think about in other diseases. Categories, meaning that for individuals that are long suffering with long standing chronic skin disease, they oftentimes have impairment at the level of somebody that actually has a cardiovascular event or a stroke, which goes to show you that the high visibility of skin And just the fact that it's always there and something you can see affects you on a day-to-day basis to a great degree.
And people can be harsh. That's one thing that I've noticed throughout my years. If you have something that people can notice and observe about you that's different, that they hone in on that sometimes. They focus in on that. And as you mentioned, your organs on the inside, no one can see if your liver is functioning unless you have jaundice. But as far as they don't know how the inside's working, but they can certainly see on the outside that there's an issue.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, what we've learned is twofold with the skin. Number one, it's that idea of burden and stigma and social sort of impairment that makes a lot of these conditions have a lot of mental and beyond physical, even psychosocial burden. But it's the fact that with a lot of these skin conditions, we're now learning that they in fact do have associated systemic manifestations. So, you know, it might just be a skin condition, but we're talking about inflammation in the rest of the body as well, highlighting the fact that the skin is about as important as all of our other organs. They all serve an important function, and disease in any one of these compartments can lead to some really severe consequences downstream.
I understand from you saying that you went to Yale, you went to an incredible university to learn what you have figured out, and you have many opportunities through the Rosalind Franklin University of Medicine and Science and Chicago Medical School, the George Washington University of School of Medicine and Health Sciences. Did you ever imagine that from attending Yale University that these doors would open for you in this way?
Yeah, you know, so, you know, my folks, as I mentioned, emigrated to this country. My sister and I were the first ones to go to college here. My mom and dad were the first ones in their family to pursue university training as well. So in many ways, it's been a learning experience every step of the way for each one of us. And if I had to look back at 18-year-old me, heck, even 20-something-year-old me, and look at me now, I definitely couldn't have imagined what that path looked like. Because, you know, once I finished my training at Yale, a lot of my foundation was in sort of very basic immunology. We're talking mice, petri dishes, and cells. And what that taught me was that, you know, I enjoy it, but I really wanted to bring it back to the patient. And it's one reason why the next step after that was coming to Chicago to Northwestern University, where I was a resident, a postdoctoral research fellow, and faculty for a number of years, to really try to hone some of that basic research into a translatable way that made me feel like I was enhancing and investigating the patient experience. And just thinking now about what I get to do in terms of teaching, mentorship, research, investigation I'm interested in, seeing diseases that really I'm passionate about, never in a million years could have thought that decades ago.
As you also mentioned, your parents immigrated to the United States. How do they feel about your success and where you've headed in this direction in the medical field?
Yeah, I mean, they're tickled pink. I mean, I think my mom, obviously, whenever I have anything that I publish or write or whatever, and it's in hard journal form, she always wants a copy. So I know that one day I'm going to be clearing out the basement with boxes of things that have my name on it, but it really gives her a lot of pride. And I know that with my dad, I recently had the chance to take him to one of my conferences, and it was the first time that he had seen me speak in years and years. And I know that he was really proud to see me up there being sort of a master of my craft with well-honed ability. And I know that they're very, very proud of me.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Dr. Raj Chovatiya. We're glad to have him on The Mark White Show right now. And we're talking about seborrheic dermatitis, or as you want to call it, sebderm, to make it easy. I practiced on that word, Dr. Chovatiya, to try to get it right. And they told me shortly ago that I could say sebderm, which would make it easy for me. And I said, well, I've been practicing on the word. Let me use it. So I've been able to use it a couple times. Am I getting pretty close?
You got it. I mean, I think that in dermatology, we love giving everything three or four different names that go from simple to complicated. You've nailed each version of it, so well done.
Excellent. We'll have another segment if you'll stick with us, folks. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today. I have a great guest, and we've heard his background, an incredible story. And I love this about Dr. Chobatia. He has shared with us his experience, his family moving to this country in the 70s, and what he has been able to accomplish in the medical field. What a wonderful career he's had so far. And we're focusing today on seborrheic dermatitis. And I want you as a listener, if you're affected by this, I want you to listen in as we ask a few questions to Dr. Chobatia to find out more about what you can do with this condition. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Chobatia.
Thanks so much for chatting with me.
So let's get into seborrheic dermatitis and why is there stigma around it. I know that we touched on that in the last segment, that people can be very critical of another person when they have a visual that they just don't like. They see something they don't like about a person, and people can be harsh.
That is an understatement. And I think that really to get at the stigma, let me just kind of take a small step back and just say that when we say seborrheic dermatitis or sebderm, we're talking about a chronic inflammatory skin disease. So that means that there's inflammation of the skin that are driving a variety of characteristic changes. We oftentimes think about red patches with large, greasy, flaking, yellow scales, and persistent itch. in areas that are highly visible and thus cosmetically sensitive. So the scalp, the hairline, the forehead, eyebrows, eyelids, cheeks, beard region, neck, even the chest and back. And another additional challenge of those areas we'll touch on a little bit is that they're all hair-bearing and as well. But when you talk about the high visible nature of disease itself, immediately you start thinking about that social stigma, negative self-image, low self-esteem, even big misconceptions about the fact that based on the way it looks, it must be an infectious condition, therefore I need to stay away, all of which is, of course, incorrect. Seborrheic dermatitis is actually very common. It's believed to affect up to at least 10 million people in the United States, and many folks don't even recognize that they have these symptoms. Therefore, there can be a lot of years that pass before they even seek out healthcare providers to receive an official diagnosis. And that's kind of, you know, my excitement of having this conversation with you and partnering with Arcutis to raise awareness about seborrheic dermatitis and, of course, a new treatment option in the case of ZORYVE foam.
Is this an issue that starts out in the early years for the most part, or is it something that happens later on for people?
Yeah, it can occur throughout childhood, adolescence, adulthood. There's multiple peaks of incidence. It really affects the vast entire sort of sum total of age ranges. So something important for us to think about both in the pediatric range and the adult range too.
Have you interacted with young people who have just been severely traumatized by the skin condition and how they've been treated?
Yeah, you know, it really ties into some of the points that, you know, you and I have mentioned as well about this idea of visibility when you think about changes in the skin. And with seborrheic dermatitis, there's, you know, many heterogeneous manifestations. I touched on some of the ones that people think about. But when you're talking about something that's appearing right in a visible area everyone sees that you can't easily cover up, you know, there is just this idea that there's an otherness or difference, and that's a really hard thing for folks to wrap their mind around.
When we talk about treating this particular condition, what are some challenges that are faced as it's being treated?
Yeah, so historically, there's a few that come to mind when thinking about my own patients, my own experience. You know, you oftentimes end up prescribing multiple different products for use on different parts of the body, each with its own different set of instructions for different lengths of time. And I can't use the word different enough, because if I sort of make you think about all that together, it sounds incredibly burdensome. And this actually leads to a lot of complications for patients in terms of actually how to approach treatment. And I touched on those hair-bearing areas earlier. Imagine topical treatments like creams, gels, or ointments for areas that have hair. Another challenge as well. So the sum total of it is that, you know, historically patients just have not been satisfied with their treatment options for a chronic, burdensome, highly visible skin condition.
So really, unless the person's willing to shave the hair down, it's really hard, I'm understanding, to get the topical treatment to the skin. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the exciting part of the discussion that obviously we're going to have in a second about ZORYVE foam, but typically with a lot of these other vehicles, hair presents a very unique challenge. And just imagine trying to do that with your hair, and you would sort of see for a second what someone might have to go through with doing that every day.
All right. So what are treatments that are available for people living with seborrheic dermatitis today?
Yeah, so, you know, for the first time in two decades, we actually have a first-in-class prescription topical foam approved by the FDA specifically for seborrheic dermatitis. And so this is ZORYVE, or roflumilast, topical foam 0.3%. Brand new treatment available for treatment of individuals 9 and up. So this is adults and kiddos as well. It's a once-daily treatment, steroid-free foam that actually reduces inflammation by targeting one of the sources that we know is associated with this disease condition. The really good news for patients is that it can be used anywhere in the body, on all skin and hair types. It's water-based and thus fragrance-free without common irritants, and really some of the most common side effects seen in clinical studies included common colds, nausea, and headaches.
Can you spell the medication name for me, please?
Absolutely. So ZORYVE, Zorive, and I'll say that again, Zorive, because Zorive.com is a great compendium for information relating to full prescribing information, important safety information, and even information about the disease state itself.
How long before the FDA approved this foam did you know that there was a possibility that it could come out and be effective for people?
Yeah, so, you know, Zorive foam was under investigation for several years across multiple phases of clinical trials. I'll touch on that nerdy part of it for just a moment. Several hundred people, almost about 700 people with seborrheic dermatitis were studied as a part of the trial, including several hundred that were treated with Zorive foam itself, and another few hundred that were treated with what we call the vehicle, which is just the foam without the active drug. And the really encouraging numbers to take away is that 77% of people across all those hundreds that were treated with Zorive had clear or almost clear skin after just 8 weeks of treatment, compared to maybe only around half who used that vehicle that contained no drug.
Incredible. And what was the excitement for you when we go back to the very beginning of this conversation, we talk about your passion to serve. What was it like for you to find out that it had been FDA approved and now it could be used for so many people to help?
Yeah, you know, for somebody who's spent a good deal of my personal time with sort of my team just asking questions and thinking about seborrheic dermatitis from a research capacity, the fact that we have an approved medication that's once daily with a lot of those other convenient factors that are really patient-friendly for a disease that, we don't necessarily understand that much about, but we know is very common and very burdensome, it really sort of sums it up very nicely when I say that I was just tickled pink to see that news.
I want to give a shout-out to your parents and congratulate them on your success as their son and your accomplishments. And I appreciate the fact that you wanted to serve people, that you found this opportunity in the medical field to help others. I think it's so important that other people hear those stories so that they find opportunities to encourage and inspire others as well to find their passion and make a difference in this world.
I appreciate the nice words. I tell folks that I would be nowhere without the support and guidance and just sort of like never-ending love for my parents, and it really makes me happy for every new generation I get the opportunity to mentor and work with to really help them imagine what could be possible with their life.
Again, Dr. Chovatiya, let's share how people can learn more about this treatment for seborrheic dermatitis.
Sure. So probably the two most important things. Number one, if any of those signs and symptoms resonate, to see if Zorive foam is right for you, just talk with your healthcare provider. That's the most important thing to do. And you can also visit Zorive.com, and I'll spell it one more time, funny word, Zorive.com, just to read all about the disease, the full prescribing information for the medication, and all about safety too.
It's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today, Dr. Chovatiya. I appreciate your experience and sharing that with others, and I hope that this benefits our listeners today and that they will look into this special foam to be able to get a treatment and live their fullest life and their happiest life.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Thanks so much for having me, Mark.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Dr. Chovatiya and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing, not only to help our community in the United States, but outside around the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.